The Gemara brachas on Daf Tes at the two dots brings us back to the Mishnah on Daf Beis Amid Aleph. The second Mishnah begins on Daf Tes Amid Beis. Me'emesai Karvin Eshma B'Shachris. From when do we have to start reading, or when can we start reading the morning Shema? But the first Mishnah deals when can we start reading the nighttime Shema, and then the Mishnah on Daf Beis Amid Aleph moves to the latest time one can read the Shema. And the Mishnah brings three positions. And one of the positions is the position of the Chachamim who hold as follows. Really, the Ikar Hadin is that you can read the evening Shema all the way until Amud HaShachar. So you can read the Shema at 8 o'clock at night, 9 o'clock at night, 1 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, all the way till dawn, which is about 5 o'clock in the morning. I mean, sometimes it's later, sometimes it's a little bit earlier, but till dawn, Amud HaShachar. And the Gemara goes on to say, if the Chum holder, you can really read the Shema all the way until dawn, then why does the Mishnah say that they only have until Chatzos? So the Mishnah says, no, it's not, it's a Gzera, it's a Takonas Chacham, it's a Gzera. And it's not the only time, there are other times where there are halachas that the Ikur Din is that you have all the way until the morning. The Chazal didn't want you to wait till the last second. They didn't want you to be a procrastinator. They didn't want you to wait till the last second. So you wait till 4:30 in the morning. I'll read. First, I'm going to learn for 3 hours. Then I'll say the Shema. And then you conk out. You wake up 9 o'clock in the morning and you miss the Shema. So they say, you know what? Don't play with the fire. Read the Shema before Chatzos. So that's not uncommon. And the Mishnah gives other examples. There are other examples where there's a mitzvah you have all the way until the morning, all the way until Amud HaShachar, but it's better to do it until Chatzos. Not only better to do it, but you really should be doing these mitzvahs by Chatzos. One of the examples is burning the fats and the limbs of karbanos that were brought during the day. So if you bring a karban at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Tuesday, so you really have, you know, there's certain parts of the animal that are going to be burnt. If it's karban ola, the whole animal is burnt. You really have all night long, and you can do it 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You finish, you brought the carbon at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You can do it 3:30. You can do it 4 o'clock. You can do it at night, 10 o'clock. You can do it 1 o'clock in the morning, all the way until dawn. The Mishnah says you really should do it by Chatzos. And that's the way the Rambam paskins. Rashi disagrees, but that's the way the Rambam paskins. You should do it by Chatzos. So one example that is not brought in the Mishnah is the carbon Pesach. Now, this is where we begin our sugya on Daf Tes Amud Aleph. On Daf Tes Amud Aleph, it's about 5 lines up from the wide lines where the Gemara says, it's funny that the Mishnah chose not to mention the Karban Pesach because, now let's go through some of the basics of the Karban Pesach. Pesach this year is actually unique. We're not going to talk about the uniqueness this year yet, but this year we understand that Pesach falls out on Sunday, which means Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. That's called an Erev Pesach, Shechol Yos B'Shabbos. Now, there are very interesting halachas l'maisa, halach l'maisa today as well. But what's most interesting, during the time that there was a Beis HaMikdash, is that the Karban Pesach was brought on Shabbos, Erev Pesach, even though Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos. Still, and in Karban Pesach, we don't usually bring karbanos that are individual karbanos that you and I would bring. Person wants to bring a carbon chatas, a carbon ola, a carbon toda, you would not bring that on Shabbos. The carbon Pesach is brought on Shabbos. Erev Pesach Chol Yos B'Shabbos. Imagine Erev Pesach falls out on Tuesday, which means Pesach is Tuesday night, Wednesday. So the Torah says in Shmos Perek Yud Beis, everybody would buy themselves a sheep or a goat, right? It has to be a sheep or a goat, a male sheep or goat, where it's only at least, not more than 1 year old. We're talking about a very small little shepsel, a very small little goat. You bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, they would shecht the Karban Pesach sometime after Chatzos. B'shachtu asol kol kaladas Yisrael, bein harbayim. The Gemara understands that bein harbayim is sometime after Chatzos. And it was also, again, it's not for now, we'll discuss this hopefully in further shiurim. It was brought after Chatzos and after the Tamid Shel bein harbayim, which was also brought at some point after Chatzos, from the 6th and a half hour. As the Mishnah says in the 5th parak in Masechta Pesachim, Tamid Nishchat, B'shisha U'mechza, sometimes it's at 8 and a half hours, sometimes 7 and a half hours, sometimes six. The earliest time they bring the Talmid Shel Ben Arbayim is at 6:30. Sometime after the afternoon Talmid, you bring the Korban Pesach. So again, it's Tuesday. Let's imagine it's Tuesday. It's Erev Pesach. You bring the Korban Pesach sometime after Chatzos, after they already brought the Talmid. So you'd have your Korban Pesach shechted. They shecht the Korban Pesach. Person would take, the Kohen would give him back his Korban Pesach. He'd take out certain parts. He'd sprinkle the blood on his back, take out a few parts of the chelev, some of the parts of the Korban Pesach. He'd be machdiv it on the Mizbeach. And then the person would take the skin, the ore of the Korban Pesach. He'd put all the meat inside the Korban Pesach. He'd wrap the ore, he'd wrap the skin of the animal around the meat. He'd sling it over his shoulders and he'd walk home. Everybody's walking home with their Korban Pesach slung over their shoulders. That's what the Gemara says. Mavshil la'charav ba'or. It must have been some scene, people walking around Yerushalayim with animals over their shoulders back home. And then, of course, you'd come home. And sometime during the day, if it was Tuesday, you could do it Tuesday evening or Tuesday. And Tuesday night, which was Pesach, at the Seder, you'd eat your Korban Pesach, which was roasted on a grill. You could roast it. It was a beautiful scene. It was a big, beautiful barbecue, and you'd eat the Korban Pesach together with matzah and maror. It was probably some delicious shawarma. I'm getting hungry as I even talk about it, and that's what the Torah says: al matzos umrom yochlu. You'd have to eat it roasted together with matzah and maror. It was beautiful. So, what's the halacha? When do you have to eat this Korban Pesach? You brought the Korban. This year, it's a little bit different. Things are a little bit different, but because this year Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. So we don't roast the Korban Pesach on Shabbos. We bring the Korban, we shech the Korban Pesach on Shabbos. And then we'd wait around till the nighttime because you're not allowed to carry, you're not allowed to walk outside, you're not allowed to go past the Tchum. So we wait around the Beis HaMikdash. And then at night, everyone would go home. They'd throw the meat on the grill and they'd have a great, great Seder with the family and with the Chabura. But let's talk about a regular year. It's Tuesday. I'm roast my Korban Pesach. I'm sorry, I bring it home. I roast my Korban Pesach. It's 8:00 at night. We're ready to start the Seder. It's 9:00 and I'm ready to start the Seder. Halach ma'anya. What halach ma'anya? We don't say halach ma'anya. Halach ma'anya is when you're in Golos. You don't say halach ma'anya. That's what you say when you're in Golos. The Beis HaMikdash, this is the time. It's a time of Simcha. Halach ma'anya was a tefillah that they said because they missed the Beis HaMikdash. So we're no longer saying the halach ma'anya, but we've asked the manishtana. So the youngest gets up. He asked the manishtana, halayla hazeh. And then we say avodim hayinu. And then we eat some karpas, and we're remembering that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, and it's time now to eat the Korban Pesach. It's 9:00, 9:30, 10:00. It's 10:00 at night. I have to eat the Korban Pesach. How late can I eat the Korban Pesach? How late can I eat the... Again, Tuesday I brought the Korban Pesach. How late now, I mean, about the Seder, how late can I eat the Korban Pesach? That's the question. So it turns out, it's a machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So the Gemara wants to know, how come the Mishnah did not mention the Korban Pesach as an example of a carbon that is brought, I'm sorry, that a carbon that is eaten all the way until Amud HaShachar, or until the morning. But you really, midrabbana, we don't want you eating it that late, because God forbid, if a person were to eat the Korban Pesach after the morning, he'd fall asleep, and then he'd wake up 6:30, 7:00, and he'd eat it afterwards, you can violate the Isser of Nosar, that's eating Besar, meat of a carbon after its prescribed time. So Chazal said, you know, eat it by Chatzos. How come that example of the eating of the Korban Pesach, which Mi'ikar Adin, can be done until the morning, but Chazal said, do it by Chatzos. How come that's also not mentioned as an example in the Mishnah on Daf Beis? That's the Gemara's question on Daf Tes Amud Aleph. 5 lines up. The mitzvah of eating the Korban Pesach is not mentioned in the Mishnah as an example of something that can be done until the morning, but Chazal made a takana to do it by Chatzos. How come that's not one of the examples? But as a matter of fact, I have a brisa that says very clearly that the Korban Pesach is exactly like that. Kriyashma Arvis. The achilas pesach, that's the one we're focusing on now. The eating of the Korban Pesach, mitzvason ad sheyala murashachar. You can eat it all the way until the morning, and the Gemara assumes you can eat it all the way until the morning, but midrabbanan, you should eat it by chatzos. So that's a great example of what the Mishnah on Daf Beis is coming to tell us. There are many many areas in halacha, or at least a number of areas in halacha, where the main halacha, the ikar halacha, is that you have all the way until the morning. But it's better to do it, and Chazal were misakim that you should do it by chatzos. Achilas Pesach seems to fit the bill. Why is that not mentioned in the Mishnah? So Yosef comes along and says, it's not mentioned because not everyone holds like that. It happens to be, it's a machlokes tanoim. Lo kasha, ha Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, ha Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, you're right, he holds exactly the way we just suggested. Person brings a carbon Pesach, he shechts it Erev Pesach. He can eat it at night all the way until Amud HaShachar. But Chazal said, you should do it, you should eat it by Chatzos. But our Mishnah doesn't follow Rabbi Akiva. Our Mishnah follows Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. Rabbi Loza ben Azariah holds, you actually don't have all night to eat the carbon Pesach. It's an exception to the rule. There is no other carbon like this. All the carbonos do not have this halacha. Only the carbon Pesach. That what? That the halacha min haTorah is that you have to eat it by chatzos. You don't have all night. Min haTorah, you have to eat the carbon Pesach by chatzos. That's Rabbi Loza ben Azariah's position. Where did they get this from? The Tanya, it says in Braisa, the ochlus habosa balaylo hazeh, you have to eat the meat on that night. Where does it say that? If you happen to have your chumash open, Shmos Yud Beis, Pasuches, the ochlus habosa balaylo hazeh, Sli'eshu matos al merorim yochlu, you have to eat the basa, the bsar carbon Pesach, on this night. On what night? On the night of Tesvav, the night of the Seder. Balaylo hazeh, Sli'esh, it has to be roasted, eat it together with matzah and maror. Now, I want to read a few more psukim with you. Al tochlu mimenu na, don't eat it while it's half roasted. Don't eat it half roasted. Na means that it's not completely raw, but it's not completely roasted. It's not complete. Eat it, eat it while it's fully roasted. Uvashem v'shmaim, don't eat it cooked. We can't eat the Karban Pesach cooked. We can't eat the Karban Pesach half roasted. They're fully roasted. Tim Sliesh can only be roasted. Roshu al kra'avik al kirbo. And when you roast it, by the way, it should be intact. Everything together. Everything together. It's not exactly everything together. They cut off the legs at some point. They take out the innards of the carbon Pesach. They wash it. But then what they would do is they'd put the carbon Pesach on a spit. And then they'd take the innards of the carbon Pesach and put it on the spit next to the head of the animal. And then they would take the legs and put it on. It almost looked like a soldier. It looked like the body with a little hat on top. The Gemara calls that gedi makulas. It's like a gedi that has a helmet on. That's what it looked like. And they'd roast. You could see the whole goat all together. Don't leave it till the morning. And if it's left till the morning, you can't eat it. You have to burn it in the fire. And the pasuk says is a very specific way in which you have to eat it. Make sure your belts are on tight, as if you're on the move. And your shoes should be on. Your backpack is on, like you're on them, just like in Mitzrayim, everything has to be like you're ready to go. The truth is they didn't leave till the next morning. But you have to eat it in a way as if you're ready to go. Eat it quickly. So this actually does not apply. Most of this pasuk does not apply today. Today you don't have to eat it like you're on the move. Although From what I've heard, there are some people who have minhagim. I think that I've heard that the Yemenites have this minhag, that at some point in the Seder they all put their coats on and they run around the table like giving a rush. That's because of this pasuk, v'achaltam asol b'chipazon. Pesach ul Hashem. So v'achlus habasa balaylo hazeh, if they eat it, meat on this night. Let's go back to the Brisa. Brisa says, "V'achlus habasa balaylo hazeh." Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, "Nemer kam balaylo hazeh." It says over here, you have to eat the carbon Pesach balaylo hazeh, and it says by Makos Bechoros that Hakadosh Baruch Hu passed through Mitzrayim balaylo hazeh v'avarti be'eres Mitzrayim balaylo hazeh. I passed through Mitzrayim balaylo hazeh. Now we know Hashem killed the firstborn at Chatzos, at one moment of Chatzos. So just like over there it happened at Chatzos, so too we have to eat the Karban Pesach by Chatzos. That's the position of Loza ben Azariah. Malahalan ad Chatzos, Avkan ad Chatzos. So Loza ben Azariah holds, from the Gzeirah Shavah of Laila Hazeh to Laila Hazeh of Makos Becharos, that you have to eat the Karban Pesach by Chatzos. After Chatzos, you can no longer eat the Karban Pesach. That's what Blazer Ben Azariah's position. So our Gemara says that our Mishnah does not mention Pesach as an example of something that Meikur Hadin can be brought until the morning, but Midrabbanan we don't do it by Chatzos, because our Mishnah holds, like Blazer Ben Azariah, that says that Meikur Hadin you have to eat it by Chatzos. It's not because the Gemara, the Chazal made a Takana, you have to eat it by Chatzos. Meikur Hadin, you have to eat it by Chatzos. So our Mishnah doesn't mention Pesach as an example of those things that really have until the morning, but we do it by Chatzos. No, we don't have till the morning. Rav Azar says you have to do it by Chatzos. Meikur Hadin, that's the din, the arise. That's the din, the arise. Now, just as an aside, Pesach says, V'avarti be'eretz Mitzrayim b'layla hazeh, I passed through Mitzrayim. Who passed through Mitzrayim? Ani v'lo malach, ani v'lo shliach, ani v'lo sarah. Hashem himself passed through Mitzrayim. The B'nai Yisoscher says, how could Hashem go through Mitzrayim? Moshe Rabbeinu left Mitzrayim when he davened because it was a makom avodah zarah. How could HaKadosh Baruch Hu go into a makom avodah zarah? You had the question. This is a Torah that it's unbelievable, this Torah. Yeah, it's unbelievable. The B'nai Yisoscher writes, there's a concept that's brought down in the Gemara about an Avera Lishma. Sometimes, now, this is one of those things, you know, don't try this at home. You know, don't try this at home. Unless you have a prescription from a doctor, don't try this at home. We try very good, very strongly not to do an Avera Lishma. Otherwise, I'm doing an Avera, but I'm doing a Lishma. Yeah, Lishma. But don't do it. But there is this concept, Yoel, lived with Sisera to entice him to show that she was on his side. And then he fell asleep and then she killed him. It was an Avera Lishma. The Gemara talks about Avera Lishma. Esther is an Avera Lishma in Yonadiyah. Where did B'nai Yisrael know there was such a concept of Avera Lishma? Maybe Hashem says, you don't do it. I don't care what your intentions are. You can't do an Avera. B'nai Yisrael writes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol did an Avera Lishma. He went into a makom avodah zarah to kill the firstborn, l'kiddush shem shemayim. Hashem, kaviyachol, did an avera lishma. So he starts the concept. Otherwise, no one would have the shoulders to be able to do an avera lishma unless Hashem himself first did an avera lishma of going into that makom gilul avodah zarah called Mitzrayim to kill the firstborn. So he's the yesod, the source of avera lishma. All right, that's a nice Torah, but it's not for a halacha shir and lamdus, right? So let's come back. Rav Elazar ben Azariah holds, I just couldn't hold myself back. Rav Elazar ben Azariah holds, Madkan, you have until Chatzos Mikra Adin. Amale Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says, Alo kvar nema b'chi pozon, ad shas chi pozon. Now, the pasuk that we saw in Perek Ches, pasuk Yud Aleph, they have to eat it b'chi pozon. B'chi pozon implies you can eat it all the way until they were actually rushed out. The Egyptians were trying as hard as they could. Once people started dying, and the firstborn started dying, they were pushing them out. Paro's running around. Where's Moshe? Where's Aaron? Get out of my country. So Rabbi Akiva Darshan's chipazim means adshas chipazim. You have all the way until the morning when they actually rushed out. So Rabbi Akiva says, no, meikra din you have until the morning. Rabbi Azari says, yalvo until chatzos. Morris says, imkein. If it's true, they have all the way until the morning. Not tamalover balayla. It says vaarti balayla hazeh, balayla hazeh. What's balayla? So he says something very interesting. You know why it says balayla? Yochol yehi nechal kikachim bayom tamalover balayla. Balayla hu nechal v'lo bayom. This is an amazing thing. There's so many unique and interesting halachas regarding the Karban Pesach that make it different than other karbanos. One of them is as follows. Person brings a carbon toda. Person was in the hospital, comes out of the hospital. Hashem gave him a refuah shalema. He brings a carbon toda, he invites his friends. The halacha is you bring your carbon toda at 10 o'clock in the morning. You invite your friends to meet you at somewhere in Yerushalayim at some beautiful hotel. And you're going to have a beautiful meal. When can you eat that carbon toda? You brought it at 10 o'clock in the morning. You can eat it at 10:30, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock. 2 o'clock, 3, you can eat it the whole afternoon, and then you can eat it the whole night. You need it the whole night, all the way up until Chatzos. Minatari, you can eat it all the way until Amar HaShachar. And Midrabani, you can eat it until Chatzos. That's the carbon toda. You can eat it the whole day and at night. And you can eat it the whole night until the morning, and Midrabani until Chatzos. The Karban Pesach, you shech the Karban Pesach, as we mentioned before, Tuesday is Erev Pesach. Tuesday night is Yom Tov. I shecht it Erev Pesach. I finished my shechita. I was the first one in the Beis HaMikdash. I was the first one there. I was waiting there, you know, more than black. What is it? White Thursday? What's it called? Black Friday? They wait on the lines more than Black Friday. Lahavdil. I'm waiting there for a day, but from the day before. I'm the first one online. I get into the Beis HaMikdash. The shechita goes, it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm already back at the apartment. I'm ready to go. I cannot eat the Karban Pesach the whole day. I have to wait till the nighttime, till the Seder. It's very interesting. No other Karban has this. Karban Pesach, you have to eat it at night. Why? Because the miracle of Hashem taking us out of time happened at night. We have to eat the Karban Pesach at night. We shecht it by day. You have to eat it at night. So the Gemara says, it says balayla, because I would have thought that maybe you can eat the Karban Pesach by day too, like every other Karban. Yachol yehei nechal ki kachin bayom. I would have thought it could be eaten like every other Karban by day. It has to be eaten by night, not by day. Okay, let's keep going. We have another four lines of the Gemara to do, and then we're going to take off to Gemara Psaf. Remember, it said before, they have to eat the meat on this night. Now, we know this night is the night of Pesach. Night of Pesach. We know that it's the night of Pesach because it said a few psalchim before, you shecht it on the 14th and then you eat it at night. When we think, we eat it at night when? On Rosh Hashanah? You have to eat it at night. Otherwise, it's going to be no. Eat it that night. Why did it say Balayla Hazeh? So according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, it says Balayla Hazeh because you need it for the Gzera Shavah that we learned before. It says Laila Hazeh, the Vavarti Beretz Rabbi Elazar, Hashem passed through Balayla Hazeh by Chatzos. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, Laila Hazeh, you have to eat it by Chatzos. But according to Rabbi Akiva, why does it have to say Balayla Hazeh? Just say Balayla, and I know it's the night of the 15th. So listen to this. The Rabbi Akiva, Hazeh, my Ovid, what does it do with the word Hazeh? Lim'ute Laila Acher Hu Da'asa. It's to be Mimaye, to exclude another Laila. What does that mean? I would have said, Hol u Pesach kodshim kalim. Just like Pesach is kodshim kalim. U shlomim kodshim kalim, and the shlom is a kodshim kalim. What does it mean, kodshim kalim? What's kodshim kodshim? Kodshim kalim? Kodshim kodshim, one of the differences is that kodshim kodshim has to be eaten in the Azara, in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. That's kodshim kodshim. Can only be eaten by the Zichrei Kohuna. If you're not a Kohen, you never ate Kodshim Kodshim. Kodshim Kalim. Doesn't have to be in Dafka by the Kohen. Kodshim Kalim. Certain parts were given to the Kohen. Certain parts were brought on the Mizbeach. The rest was given to the person who owned the carbon. And it could be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim. So the carbon Pesach is obviously Kodshim Kalim. It could be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim. And it's eaten by not just the Kohanim. So they're both Kodshim Kalim. Now the halacha is that regarding the Shlomim, that shlomim, you don't have a day and a night to eat it. You have a day, a night, and then another day to eat it. 2 days and a night. Now, we already just said that the Karban Pesach is not eaten by that first day. You have to wait till the nighttime. So the Gemara has a fantastic havamina. I would have thought that the Karban Pesach has to be eaten at night, but maybe just like the Karban Shlomim gets 2 days to eat it, maybe the Karban Pesach gets 2 nights to eat it. Let's read this together. I would have thought Pesach is kachim kalim, shlomim is kachim kalim. Mash shlomim necholim lishne yom v'laylo echad. Just like a shlomim is eaten for 2 days and a night. Af Pesach nechol shtei leilos v'makom beiz yomim. V'yehi nechol beiz leilos v'yom echad. So it's interesting. A shlomim you get 2 days and a night. And a Pesach you get 2 nights and a day. So you have a carbon Pesach. I'm alone. I'm Corona, person's alone. He has his little carbon Pesach. It's not big, but I can't eat the whole thing. So I eat it the night of the Seder. And then I have a little bit tomorrow on Yom Tov. And then I eat it the next night from Malava Malka. 2 nights in a day. I would have thought that Karban Pesach, you have 2 nights in a day. So Rabbi Kiva says, Balayla Hazet. No, you only have 1 night. What do you have? All the way until the morning, according to Rabbi Akiva. You don't have another night. Okay, let's review, and then we'll open up the Gemara Pesachim. We said so far that it's about close of Azariah and Rabbi Akiva. Min HaTorah. How late can you eat your carbon Pesach? According to Rabbi Akiva, you have all night long. How does he know that? At Shas Chippozo, until they were actually rushed out. According to Rabbi Azariah, you have until Chatzos. Just like the Makas Bechoros had happened at Chatzos, you have until Chatzos. Eat the carbon Pesach. Machlokes Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva. There's a havamin in the Gemara that, you know what, the carbon Pesach, everybody agrees, whether you have until Chatzos, or you have until, all the way until the Marah Shachar, Min HaTorah, everybody agrees you can't eat it that first day. Everybody agrees with that. You shech the carbon Pesach at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Tuesday, Erev Pesach. You cannot start eating it until Tzeisach HaChavim, until nighttime at the Seder. Now, how late do you have? Rabbi Akiva says all night long. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says until Chatzos. Fine. But you said you can't eat it by day. So the Gemara says, oh, I have a havamina. I can't eat it by day, but it's no different than any other carbon shlamim. Just like carbon shlamim, you have 2 days and a night. Carbon pesach, you have two nights and a day, which would mean you can eat it at the Seder. You can eat it the next day. Rashi says, not like this. He says you have to skip the day, but the Pashtus in the Gemara, you have to eat it at the Seder. You can eat it the next day, and then you eat it the next night, two nights in a day. The Gemara rejects that. Balayla hazeh, no, the first night, and then you're done. One and done. Done. One night, and you finish. Fine. Gemara Pesachim, daf ayin amid beis. I apologize. Samach tes amid beis. Samach tes amid beis. Mara says as follows. The Mishnah, seven lines from the bottom of the page. Emosai mevi chagigo imo. Emosai mevi chagigo imo. When do we bring the carbon chagigo with the carbon Pesach? All right, now we have to give a little bit of an introduction. We mentioned before that the carbon Pesach is shechted on the 14th, as the Pasuk says, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Vav, V'shachtu Oso Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael, Bein Har Abayim. You shecht the Karm Pesach on the 14th. We're going to eat it on the 15th, but you shecht it on the 14th, after Chatzos. So then the Mishnah tells us that there's another carbon that was brought to Erev Pesach sometimes. Sometimes the carbon was brought to Erev Pesach. What other carbon was brought? It's called the Chagigas Yudalit. There was another carbon that was brought on Erev Pesach called the carbon Chagigas Yudalit. Why were you bringing this carbon Chagiga? So the Gemara is going to explain the reason why you bring the carbon Chagiga is because the carbon Pesach has to be eaten like a king when you're full. Not like, you don't eat the carbon Pesach when you're starving. And you're going to start, you know, when you're really hungry, you don't think so much. And you're stuffing it in your in your mouth. And the Rishami even says, we have to be extra careful with the Karban Pesach to eat it like a mensch, slow. You're already mostly full. This is just like, you know, at the end of the meal, you can have the really good piece of shawarma. But not at the beginning, because if you're too hungry, first of all, it's not the way you eat the Karban of freedom. We're free people. Free people don't fret. Free people eat like menschen, like kings. Number one. Number two, Yerushalmi says, there's another halacha related to the same halacha that you're not going to break the bones of a carbon Pesach. If you eat the carbon Pesach when you're starving, you're going to break the bones. You're going to be so hungry, you're going to break the bone. They're scared of that. So he said, you know what? Eat the carbon Pesach when you're full, towards the end of the meal, which is, by the way, the Afikomen is connected to the carbon Pesach, which was often eaten at the end of the meal. Now, as we mentioned before, this little goat is 6 months old. There's not that much meat on it. So, and especially if you had a family of 10 people, 12 people, 50 people, how much of the carbon Pesach is this person going to get? Each person is going to get a kezias of the carbon Pesach. Now, you go into a deli, right, in Brooklyn, and you ask them for a deli sandwich, and they give you a kezias of meat. On your deli, you pay $19.99 for a pastrami sandwich. They give you a kezias of meat. I'm telling you, it'll cause a world war. I mean, 13th Avenue will never be the same. You know, half pound, a pound. You know, they Yeah, it's a deli sandwich, right? You give a kazayas, you can't even, it's nothing. It's a little, it's nothing. It's so how you gonna, how's that? So what you do is you eat enough before your Korban Pesach, and then you're pretty, you know, pretty well. And then you eat the Korban Pesach at the end of the meal. End of the meal. So it's on top of everything else. You have to be careful. You don't want to eat it where you're, by the time you get to the Korban Pesach, it's already not even eating. You're so full. It's achila gasa. That you have to be careful about. It's a fine line. It's a fine line. Fine. How do we make sure that you have enough food so that when you eat the Korban Pesach, you're already almost full? That's where the Korban Chagigos Yudalid would come in. Chagigos Yudalid. There, you don't have to be a small little goat. It could be a nice cow. You bring a Korban Chagiga beforehand. And then that Korban Chagiga would be, people would get nice pieces of meat. You could put on the sandwich. You eat like a, you know, like a king. And then after you're already mostly full with your Korban Chagigas Yudalid, you eat your little kazayas of Korban Pesach. The Mishnah says, when did you bring a Korban Pesach? Well, first of all, if you needed it, if you have eight people at the, you know, if you have three people at your Seder and you have a goat that's exhausted by 1 year old and everybody gets a nice piece of meat from the Korban Pesach, you don't need a Korban Chagiga. You only need a Korban Chagiga if everyone's going to get a small little kazayas. So you don't want to start a ruckus. So you have to have a Korban Chagiga beforehand. The Mishnah says, Emasai mevi chagigimo. Gemara says, B'muat. So now let's read the Mishnah together. When do you bring the Korban Pesach with the Korban? When do you bring the Korban Chagiga? This additional Korban that they brought Erev Pesach in order to be eaten together with the Korban Pesach. When do you bring it? Bizman Shuba B'chol. So first of all, the first exception to this year during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, the Korban Chagiga Yud Dalit is not brought. It's only when the Korban Pesach is brought on Chol. When Erev Pesach falls out on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, then you can bring a Korban Chagiga together with your Korban Pesach. If Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, like this year, that Yud Dalit falls out on Shabbos, you cannot bring the Korban Pesach. Bizman Shuba B'chol, B'tahara. If Rove of the Tzibur was Tamei, the Korban Pesach is an exception to the rule. The rule is that generally a Korban Yachid is not brought betumah, and a Korban Tzibur is brought betumah. So the Gemara tells us it's not totally on Korban Tzibur or Korban Yachid. It's totally on whether a Korban has a Kvius Zman. And since the Korban Pesach has a Kvius Zman, you bring it every year on the 14th. So if the whole Tzibur or Rav of the Tzibur is Tamei, you could bring the Korban Pesach betumah also. But the Korban Chagiga cannot be brought if everyone's Tamei. That can only be brought betahara. And B'muat. B'muat means that you have very few people. And I'm sorry, you have a lot of people and you have a small Korban Pesach. So you need more meat in order for people to be able to eat the Korban Pesach al hasova. Then you bring the Korban Chagiga. However, if the 14th falls out on Shabbos, bimaruba, or if the 14th falls out where you have very few people and enough of the Korban Pesach, or betumo, or people are tame, you do not bring the Korban Chagiga. Ein nevi nimo chagiga. You don't bring the Korban Chagiga. So it turns out that there are actually two korbanos that are eaten very often at the Seder. One, the Korban Chagiga, which wasn't brought every year, but it was brought very often when Erev Pesach fell out on a weekday, number one. And number two, you eat the Korban Pesach. Every year at the Seder, you have a Korban Chagiga and a Korban Pesach. Not every year, most years. Most years. Now, the Gemara in Arvei Psachim, if you turn to Masechta, in Psachim, to Daf Kuf Yud Dalet Amid Beis, the Gemara says, at everyone's Seder, they should have Shnei Tavshilin. Actually, it's in the Mishnah. You can even look in the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Yud Dalet Amid Aleph. Three lines or four lines from the bottom of the page. Heviu lefon of matzah, v'chazeres, v'charoses, shnei tavshilin. Heviu lefon of matzah, v'chazeres, v'charoses, shnei tavshilin. At some point in the Seder, they would bring, you know, the main parts of the meal. They bring the matzah in front of the balabas. They bring the maror, they bring the charoses, and they bring shnei tavshilin. What's shnei tavshilin? is the Korban Pesach and the Korban Chagiga. Korban Pesach and the Korban Chagiga. Right? So let's say we're no longer during the time of the Beis HaMikdash. What would they bring? So they bring two tafshilin to remind us of the Korban Pesach and the Korban Chagiga. So Daf Kuf Yudal Amid Beis, right in the middle of the page, Rabbi Yossi says, you should always bring two tafshilin. Well, it's a little bit towards the bottom, about 15 lines from the bottom. My Shnei Tavshilin. Now we're post Bais Beis HaMikdash, after Korban Bais. So even today at our Seder, we have a Seder plate. Everybody has on their Seder plate two tafshilin. What are the two tafshilin? You have a shank bone, a roasted shank bone to remind us of the Korban Pesach. And we have an egg. An egg reminds, a roasted egg, it reminds us of the Korban Chagiga. Why an egg is a question. We have an egg and we have a carbon and we have a shank bone. Why? One is a zecher to the Korban Pesach and one is a zecher to the Korban Chagiga. Now the question is, everybody with me so far? I hope everybody's with me. Good. We're together? We're together. Now the question is, listen to this. Question is, nowadays, at the Seder plate, you have two items on the Seder plate, a shank bone and an egg, both roasted. One is a Zecher LeKarbon Pesach. One is a Zecher LeKarbon Chagiga. Well, we already said in the Mishnah that when Yud Dalit falls out on Shabbos, like this coming year, in a month from now, the 14th Erev Pesach, which is when you bring the Korban Pesach, Erev Pesach, you shecht it after Chatzos, Erev Pesach. When it falls out on Shabbos, you would bring the Korban Pesach, but you already said you would not bring the Korban Chagiga. So Tosfos says, at the Seder plate this year, you should leave out the egg. Because you don't bring a Zechel Korban Pesach and a Zechel Korban Chagiga. There is no Korban Chagiga this year, because it falls out that Erev Pesach is on Shabbos. So Tosfos, on the bottom of the page, on Daf Kuf Yud Dalet Amid Beis, Divri HaMaskel Echad, says, Echad Zechel Pesach ve'echad Zechel Chagiga, Kishachol Yud Dalet Yos B'Shabbos, when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, Ein Tzorach Rach Bishel Echad, you should only have one cooked or roasted, really should be roasted item. The Chagiga Yud Dalet Ein Odochas HaShabbos, because Chagigos Yudalit is not Docha the Shabbos. Only Pesach is Docha the Shabbos. And therefore, you should only have one item, one of the roasted items on the Seder plate. You don't want to have one for the Zechel Chagiga, because there is no Chagiga. If the Beis HaMikdash was here, there'd be no Chagiga brought. And therefore, if the Beis HaMikdash is not here and we're doing things Zechel Beis HaMikdash, then only have one for the Korban Pesach, not for the Korban Chagiga. And then he says, "Oh, Mary, the mikvah of lechalek. No, don't be mechalek. Every yaska low plug." Now, by the way, this is—I'm telling you now—this is one of the great Tosfos Siman Shas. This Tosfos is right. We're about to learn something. It's one of the great Tosfos Siman Shas. If you're here and you haven't heard this Tosfos before, even if we had the Chazara, we're fortunate to be able to learn such a Tosfos. Why? Because we're going to read to the end. It's incredible, incredible Tosfos, famous Tosfos. Let's read it. It's so famous that you all know it because you've sung the song. You'll see what I'm talking about. Let's read it together again. Kishchol Yudal Yos B'Shabbos, when the 14th falls out on Shabbos, Ain Tzorach Rach B'Sholach, you only need one. The Chagiga Yudal, Ain Tzorach B'Shabbos, because the Chagiga is not Tzorach B'Shabbos. Miu Omari, the Mekom HaGomein L'Chalek. Nevertheless, now it doesn't matter. Bring two. Just bring, don't, low plug. It's true. It's just a Zecher and low plug. Domin L'Chova, etc. We're not going into every detail. Tosfos says as follows. One of the concerns of having two chagigas, I'm sorry, two zecharim, one for the chagiga, one for the Pesach, is Yetz Hashem, Mashiach's going to come very soon. He may even come, hopefully, before Pesach. Now, if the last time we had an Erev Pesach that fell out on Shabbos, the last time we had the Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos, we would have brought two items, one for the Zecher LePesach, the shank bone, and we would have had the egg also for the Zecher LeChagiga, and we're sitting around the Seder, we're talking to our children, we're telling them, why do we have two? And we don't know. One's a Zecher LeKarban Pesach, and we say, one's a Zecher LeKarban Chagiga. So really, and now Mashiach comes, and Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos again, and our children remember, I remember Dad said to us that once for the Pesach, once for the Chagiga, and that year, Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos. And they're going to bring the Karban Chagiga on Shabbos too. We're going to forget. They're going to bring the Karban Chagiga. We're going to make the mistake. And they're going to bring the Karban Chagiga on Shabbos. Because this year, we're going to bring one for the Karban Pesach, one for the Karban Chagiga. Then Mashiach will come after Pesach. And then the next time that there's an Erev Pesach that falls out on Shabbos, I remember Tav Shin Pei Aleph, I think it was a Erev Pesach that fell out on Shabbos. We had one shank bone for the Pesach, and we had an egg for the Chagiga. It means we're bringing the Chagiga even when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. And that's not the Halacha. It's an Issa D'Oraisa to bring the Karban Chagiga on Shabbos. It's not Docha the Shabbos. So we're concerned about that. So he says, Tosfos says as follows. Ein Shum Chashash Imar Osim. We don't have to worry about that problem that we're going to make the mistake of thinking that you bring the Karban Chagiga even when your dal falls out on Shabbos. Even though we don't need the egg, because lemaisa on such a day when Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos, you did not bring the Karban Chagiga. We don't have to worry that maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be built and we're going to say, wait, last year or the last time Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos, we did the Chagiga. We're going to do it again. And now also we're going to do it on Shabbos. We don't have to worry about that. Why? Because even if we are not that learned, and I'm going to make the mistake to think you've been the Karban Chagiga on Shabbos, the moment you get to the Beis HaMikdash and you tell the Kohanim that, they know the halachas. They'll have Reb Chaim Kanievsky in the front of the Beis HaMikdash and he'll tell you, no Chagiga. He knows the halacha. There's no Chagiga that falls out on Shabbos. There'll be enough Talmid Chachamim there to remind us that there's no Chagiga on Shabbos. You don't have to worry about it. The Hakrova Masurla's reason, because the Hakrova's HaPesach is given over to people who know the halacha very well. Listen to this. Ukesha Yivne, and when the Beis HaMikdash is built, Moshe V'Yaharo Yehei Imanu. Moshe and Aaron are going to be with us at the time of the Mashiach. And no one's going to make a mistake with Moshe Rabbeinu. We're going to come to the Moshe Rabbeinu. Oh, it's so great to see you. Listen, I don't have a lot of time. I have to bring my Karban Chagiga. Because it's Shabbos. He's going to say, no Karban Chagiga. Fill that on Shabbos. Moshe and Aaron are going to tell us. Now, by the way, this is very important. Why? Because you shouldn't think that Mordechai ben David just made up a song. Because Mashiach's going to come. Moshe Rabbeinu will be there to greet us. Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? Remember that? Everybody knows the song. Someday we'll all be together. Someday, I forgot the song. I have to sing it. Moshe Rabbeinu will be there to greet. Moshe Rabbeinu. How does it go? Anybody? Anybody take a shot? Moshe and Aaron. Avram Yisrael will be there to greet us. Yaakov and sons will be there and smile. Moshe Rabbeinu. Amazing. Moshe and Aaron will be there. Now, first of all, let's take a little break for a second. Everybody understands when there's a Tchias HaMeisim, which is sometime after Mashiach, that all the people who have passed away, the Tzadikim, Arbabas and Zaydas, all the people close us will come out of the graves, Beguf V'Neshama, and greet us. Or maybe it shouldn't be just the Neshama, that's a Machlokes. Not for now, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. But are you telling me there's a Tchias HaMeisim even when Mashiach comes? I thought the Tchias HaMeisim was 1,000 years after Mashiach comes. After, you know, I didn't realize that there was a Tchias HaMeisim during the time of Mashiach. If you take a look at the screen, the Radbaz writes, he has a Mesorah from his Rebbeim. I hope you can see it. Ani kabalti me'achachomim horishonim. The trade trios ninu. I have a Kabbalah from the early Chachamim that there are two times when there'll be a Tchias HaMeisim. Chada, Samoch L'Bias HaMashiach, the Tzadik HaMeisim B'Golos, the Savlo HaTzoros, V'lo Ra'u B'Tovas and Shal Yisrael Kedesh Yira B'Tovahu. Don't think the Mashiach's going to come. The time for the Jews is going to be, it's going to be beyond what we can possibly imagine. And what? Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron, Rashi, Rabbi Akiva, right? The Baal Shem Tov, the Vilna Gaon, they're not going to come. We're going to be Zochet to see it, and they're not going to come. Rabbi says, no, there's going to be a Tchias HaMeisim, an early Tchias HaMeisim, right before Mashiach comes. And they're going to be here to welcome the Mashiach with us. And then the Yiskon, they'll also be Zochet to see the Beis HaMidosh, but Tikkun HaMakrul Volos, and they're going to be Makrul Volos. And then after Mashiach, after however long the Zman Mashiach will be, then there's going to be a full Tchias HaMeisim for everyone else. Samach Lalaf Ashriyaf by the 7,000, Tia Valim, Ksiv HaRabim, Miyasheni Admas Efer, Admas Ofer Yakuza, Vachen Kosav HaRitva, Zal Vashem. There's an early Mesorah, that there are going to be two Tchias, a Tchias HaMeisim right before Mashiach comes, and that's what this Tosfos is alluding to that Radbaz. Tosfos alluding that Mashiach is going to come, Darm B'Deis HaMikdash, and he's going to be there to bring Karbanos, and they'll teach us that you don't bring the Karban Chagiga when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. So don't worry about having two Echel Letzliv, don't worry about having the egg on your Seder plate this year. Beautiful. One more very, very mechudesh important point. If you have a Gemara Psachim that has the back Rishonim, take a look at the Rosh Simen Chof Hei in Arve Psachim. So once again, we have, and if not, I have it, I'm going to pull it up on the board. But if you have a Gemara, it's nice to see inside. The Rosh in Arve Psachim, it's page Kuf Lamed Gimel in many of the Gemaras, page Kuf Lamed Gimel in the Rosh, Simen Chof Hei, the last line of the second column. The Rosh Arve Psachim Simen Chav Hei, the last line of the second column. Now I'll pull it up on the screen for those of you who may not have the Rosh handy. Here's the Rosh. The Rosh has the following: Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Mitzvah Lahavi Lefan of Matzav Charzeres Vecharosos Shnei Tavshilin. My Shnei Tavshilin Rabbi Yossi Vemar Tzorach Shnei Minei Basar. You have to have two types of basar. Now, we actually don't do this. We have a shank bone and we have a roasted egg. But he says, why? Why two? Why two things that are roasted? Echad zecha lepesach, v'echad zecha lechagiga. Then he says, v'nira, because kol pesach l'yos b'echad b'shabbos, when pesach falls out on Erev Shabbos, which means that Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, lo yavi kiyem tavshalecha, you only bring one item. Then chagiga b'oma pesach, k'enodokas ha-shabbos, because the Chagig is not brought with the Karban Pesach. It's not Docha the Shabbos. It doesn't say B'mo'ado by the Karban Chagiga. And not only that, the Rosh now comes along and says, yes, let's just work on this for a second. This year, the 14th falls out on Shabbos. The Seder is Motzoi Shabbos. The Rosh now suggests, why don't we bring the Karban Chagiga Erev Shabbos, Friday. Bring it Friday afternoon. No, not Friday afternoon. Yeah, Friday afternoon. Bring it Friday afternoon. Because, yeah, but that's not going to help you. Because the whole point of the Karban Chagigas Yudalot is to eat it together with the Karban Pesach. So when I eat the Karban Pesach, I'm already mostly full. If I bring it Erev Shabbos, the Karban Chagigas is like a Karban Shlomim. You have 2 days and a night to eat it. So if I brought it Friday, I'd have Friday night, and Shabbos afternoon. By the time I get to the Seder, I can't eat the Karban Pesach, so it's not going to help me. It's going to become possible Motzoi Shabbos. It's going to become no Sarlina. Hilkach lo yovi tavshil sheni lechagiga. So he holds that you do not bring two tavshilim. You only have the shank bone, not the egg, this year, because there's no Karban Chagiga on Erev Shabbos. On Karban Chagiga, when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. Why? Because he says, because we're going to make the mistake. Now, Tosfos doesn't have this problem. Why? Because Moshe V'Aharon, Yehi Manu, they're going to tell us not to make the mistake. But the Rosh says, I'm not so convinced. Yesterday, me lo have yano zechla kagiga. So there's a machlokas whether now, when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, that you have two items, Zechel Chagiga of Zechel Shabbos, and we're not worried about the Beis Hamikdash being built because we'll be reminded by Aaron and by Moshe and Aaron. Or, no, you can't bring two items because we're afraid. If you bring something Zechel Chagiga today, then you're going to make the mistake when the Beis Hamikdash is built. And you're going to have an Erev Pesach that falls on Shabbos, you're going to bring a Karmel Chagiga there on Shabbos too. Now let's come back to our Gemara Bracha stuff test. Listen to this rush. Rav Yaakov mi Erlins, Ravimir Korbil, Zal Hayu Omrim, Ditzorok Shnei Tavshilin. They hold you need two Tavshilin. Why? Listen to this. They hold that Kishachol Arbosol Yos B'Shabbos, because when the 14th falls out on Shabbos, Mevina Chagiga Me'erev Shabbos. You bring the Chagiga on Friday. Yeah, but the Rosh just said, if you bring it on Friday, you're not going to be able to eat it at the Seder. No. Eino nifselis belina b'motzai Shabbos. It's not possible lina b'motzai Shabbos. Why? It's past 2 days and a night. So he says a fantastic chiddush. Remember we said before, there is no such thing as a carbon that can ever be eaten more than 2 days and a night. That's incorrect. That's incorrect. The carbon chagiga can be eaten for 2 nights and 2 days. Darmina by the Karmel Chagiga, Uki Leilos Bahadi Yamin, Bahavalu Shnei Leilos for Yomecho, Keneger Shnei Yom Vilaylechot. Let's come back. The Havamina, that the Gemara said in Brachas Daf Tes, maybe we should be able to eat the Karmel Pesach for 2 nights in a day. You can't eat it that first day. Maybe you should be able to eat it at night. The Seder, the next night, the next day, and the next night. So the Gemara says, nah, it says Balayla Hazeh. You can only eat it that first night. So the Rebbe Kabil says, yes, but the Karban Chagig Yudalit, the Gemara never has that miut. And for the Karban Chagiga actually can be eaten for 2 nights and a day. So that means as follows. You bring the Karban Chagiga on Friday this year. You bring it on Friday. You can eat it Friday night, Shabbos, and then at the Seder. So the Karban Chagigas Yudalid can be brought even when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. Wait a minute. Time out. You can't get this past me. No. Not so fast. Go back to the Mishnah Daf Samach Tesamid Beis. Mishnah Daf Samach Tesamid Beis says that you don't bring the Karban Chagiga when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. So now you tell me you do bring the Karban Chagiga? Look at Daf Samach Tesamid Beis, the Mishnah. Emma say, Meve Chagiga Imo. When do you bring the Karban Chagiga? Bizman Shuba B'chol. Only when the Karban Pesach is brought on Chol. When the Karban Pesach is brought on Shabbos, like this year, when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, you don't have a Karban Chagiga. Now the Revimer Kabil comes up with this fantastic Chiddush that the Havamin in Brachos, which happens to be, is the same Havamina that the Gemara says, the last daf in Masech the Pesachim, that for Pesach you have 2 nights in a day. Nah, it doesn't work by Pesach. Yeah, it doesn't work by Pesach, but it works by the Chagiga. Yeah, but you can't bring the Karban Chagiga on Shabbos. Okay, bring it Erev Shabbos. Yeah, but then I can't eat it at the Seder. You can't eat it at the Seder. You have 2 days and 2 nights to eat it. Really? The Mishnah says, let's read the Mishnah again. Emosem avi Chagigima, when can I bring the Karban Chagiga? When it comes b'chol, when Erev Pesach falls out on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, but when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, you don't bring the Karban Chagiga. But when the Karban Chagiga, when the Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, and that's when the Karban Pesach is brought on Erev Pesach on Shabbos, you don't bring the Karban Chagiga. What's the Rina Kabil going to say with this Mishnah? So the truth is, I didn't read the Mishnah just now so accurately. Maybe you picked it up. There's a word in this Mishnah which helps the Rima Korbil. Let's read it again. Emosai mevi chagiga imo. Imo. When Erev Pesach falls out on Tuesday, you bring the Karban Pesach on Tuesday and you bring the Karban Chagiga on Tuesday. If Erev Pesach falls on Thursday, you bring the Karban Pesach on Thursday. and you bring the Korban Chagiga on Thursday. But when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, I bring the Korban Pesach on Shabbos. Don't tell me I don't bring the Korban Chagiga. I do bring the Korban Chagiga. I don't bring it Imo. I don't bring it on Shabbos. I bring it Erev Shabbos. When it falls out on Shabbos, I don't bring the Korban Chagiga with the Korban Pesach, but I do bring the Korban Pesach. I do bring the Korban Chagiga. When? Erev Pesach. And that's why this year, even though Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, don't think that we shouldn't have two Tavshilim, one for the Pesach, one for the Chagiga. And the reason for bringing the second Tavshil, the egg, is not just because most years have a Chagiga, so we'll bring an egg anyway, and we don't have to worry about making a mistake because Moshe Aaron will be with us. No, it's more than that. By the way, Moshe Aaron being with us is very big. But in Halach, it's because even this year we bring the Korban Chagiga. When? We bring an Erev Pesach. So you can have an egg, and you'll tell the children, this year, don't think you don't bring the Korban Chagiga on Shabbos. You bring the Korban Chagiga, not on Shabbos, you bring an Erev Shabbos. And we can have a full meal at the Seder, the Korban Chagiga that was brought not last night, not yesterday, 2 days ago. Yeah, but I thought you don't have a carbon that's eaten for 2 nights. One exception to the rule is the Korban Chagiga, Haboa, not Imo, but the Korban Chagiga that's brought before the Korban Pesach. Moshe v'Aharon Yehimonim. One last point. You take a look at the last daf in Masechet Pesachim. Last daf. Daf Kuf Chof Amid Beis. 5 lines from the bottom. We have to say something in the shir that's halacha l'maisa. And now the truth is, in Mirtz Hashem, the Korban Pesach will be halacha l'maisa soon. Mirtz Hashem. But let's know something that's mamish immediate halacha l'maisa. We have a Korban Pesach, unfortunately. We don't have a Korban Chagiga. In the bracha, Asher Ga'olanu, we say, V'noch Hashem, we pray that Hashem should bring the Mashiach, V'noch Hashem, min ha-psochim, min ha-zvachim. Which means the Korban Pesach and the Korban Chagiga. We started with the Machlokes Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva, whether you could eat the Korban Pesach until Chatzos or all night long. My nafkamina today, is, what about the matzah? So 5 or 6 lines up from the bottom of the page, Kuf Chaf Hameis, Amar Rava, Ocho Matzah Bizman Azeh, Achar Chatzos, if you eat it after Chatzos, according to Elazar ben Azariah, that says that you can't eat your Korban Pesach after Chatzos, you can't eat the matzah after Chatzos also. Which is why we're so makpid to eat the Afikomen by Chatzos, not after Chatzos. Now, that in itself is a question which we don't have time for now. But just to get us thinking, something to think about during the week, is that, yeah, but didn't we eat the matzah way at the beginning of the meal, before the meal began? Isn't that the matzah that I'm being yoitz in my mitzvah with? So what do I care about the afikomen? The afikomen is not really the mitzvah. That's something else I do, but I'm yoitz. I'm not yoitz. I ate my matzah. I made my bracha already. So that's a good question. Which is the ikur? Should the real matzah stand up? Is the real matzah that you're being yoitz the mitzvah matzah with the matzah that you ate when you made the bracha? From this Gemara, it appears that the real matzah that you've been yotz the mitzvah with is the one you're eating after the meal. Why? You got to be careful not to eat it after chatzos, so you're not yotzah. Not yotzah what? I was already yotzah early. Unless it just means, no, we're talking about the first matzah. Make sure that your first matzah you don't eat after chatzos. Now, let me tell you, if I'm at your Seder, and we haven't got even to the first matzah till after chatzos, That's going to be a problem. That means we're not finishing till 4 o'clock in the morning. Whoa! I heard of Baron Lichtenstein once. Baron Lichtenstein Zatzal, he had a seder and he was talking Torah. He didn't get to the first matzah till after chatzos, and that was just about chatzos. They didn't have the meal yet. So he said we have to eat the matzah. He was matin neder. Or he said he was going to eat the neder. He says, it's a chumrah. My wife cooked the meal. I'm going to have the meal and I'll eat the matzah after chatzos. Wait, what do you mean? The matzah after chatzos? We eat the matzah before. The Afikom, I think it was the Afikom, the Afikom, and he was going to eat after Chatzos, but he had to have, would have had to skip the meal. So no, we're going to have the meal, and then we'll eat the Afikom after Chatzos. Because you can't skip a meal that someone worked, your wife worked so hard, or whoever it is that's preparing the meal, works so hard to prepare. But Lamaisa, it comes out that we should try, because of this Gemara, because we hold the Kedoshim and Azariah, according to many Rishonim, that you have to eat the Karban Pesach by Chatzos, you should also eat the matzah, both the Ikar matzah and even the Afikom by Chatzos. Acha matzah b'zman hazeh. Acha calls Rabban Azariah, lo yotzei chavosa. Why? Pshita, given the Iskish to Pesach, the Pesach Nami. Well, it says, yeah, it's compared to a Pesach, and therefore, just like the Pesach have to eat by Chatzos, so to the matzah we eat by Chatzos. So aloch, this Gemara is about Karban Pesach, also have aloch alamaisa implications with regards to the eating of matzah. We have a lot more to discuss, but we'll stop here and wish everyone a good week. Already next Sunday, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll start Mechiras Chametz. We're going to have Mechiras Chametz at the house, in front of the house. Last year was an exception. Unless you really can't come in person because you're nervous and you're immunocompromised, we're going to try to do the Mechiras Chametz live. And so we'll have Zmanim up on the WhatsApp and on the emails. And Mitzvah Hashem, we hope. Look forward, but that'll be after the shir. After the shir, we'll have time for Mechiras Chametz over the next few weeks. Everyone have a great week and a good kibenched yar. Oh, any questions? Plenty of questions. We're not going anywhere.